Welcome to Reiki Cafe Radio. We're your hosts, Christine Renee
and Izzy Wells. We come together with more than 25 years of experience in Reiki, meditation, chakra wisdom, clairvoyant techniques, and holistic healing. We are passionate about helping individuals release resistance, step into their authentic selves, and align their lives with the truth of who they are.
Reiki Cafe Radio is your choice for vibrant Reiki conversations, meditation experiences, and holistic wellness. This is your space for a deeper look into the ancient wisdom through modern eyes. So grab your tea or coffee and join us as we sip our way through this week's episode. Welcome back to Reiki Cafe Radio. I am your host, Christine Renee of Reiki Cafe University, and I am joined today with Sherry Atkinson, and she is awesome. I love her. She is one of our Reiki Cafe University graduates from our shamanic Reiki practitioner training, and also the owner of Dragonfly Healing based out of Oregon. I'm like thrilled to have you on because, man, you went through like some serious transformation in that course.
Oh, yes, definitely did do that for sure.
And so I want to paint the picture for all of our listeners out there. Like, where did you start? Because I remember there was some hesitancy in joining and like, am I going to be able to do this? And then we have just, you were blown out of the water. Like you went farther than you expected, I think. So kind of what was that like for you?
Well, yeah, I was hesitant because it's also new to me. I mean, I was just a little backstory. I was aware of energy and seeing energy at a very young age, and it just wasn't really that acceptable in my era. My mother, in fact, took me to a city hundreds of miles away to see a psychologist because she thought there was something wrong. But so, you know, I pushed it all away. And so then it started to come back, and I started recognizing it again and playing with it. And there was so much darkness attached to working with energy that I sort of shied away from anything in it because it was so foreign. You know, where am I going to get lynched or
so? Right.
So, but I had gone to get my Reiki master certification and was working with people in a home, men specifically, who were drug addicts or who schizophrenic. And I just realized I wasn't well equipped to deal with that kind of energy. And you know the saying that when you're ready for the teacher appears. Well, that was Reiki Cafe. That was Christine for me. It's like she finally, you know, I told her what I wanted, what I was looking for, tools to protect myself, tools to deal with really heavy energies and entities, which I ran into pretty severely. And it just all turned out that the shamanic Reiki practitioner course was the missing piece of the puzzle, and everything clicked together. So it was an amazing journey, even though the hesitance, which financially too, I thought, oh, because I'd retired early to just practice energy and to do my healing. But I'll tell you, it was well worth it. I'm so happy that I did it because I felt like I came home.
Yeah. Yeah. I would love to kind of have you plot back to, I think it was probably 6.5, 7 months ago when you were just deciding to join. And I want you to paint the picture of what your life looked like. Like, what did your home life look like? What did you were just retired. What was your day to day and how has it shifted?
Well, I was struggling, you know, I had my certification as a Reiki master, but I was struggling with the business. I was struggling with how to really represent myself as a Reiki master, how to market myself. Didn't have any of that knowledge, none of it. And I think I said how to protect myself for me and my situation. That was a huge one. And we talked, and the course actually covered all those missing pieces that I did not get in my training as a Reiki master. There were a lot of missing points, you know, about how to work with your client, how to run your business, how to really, for me, it was really understanding the energy more than I ever had. I mean, I was aware of the energy. I felt the energy. But through the course, I was learning to actually what to do with the energy, how to control the energy to help your clients and help yourself.
Yeah.
And so for me, I was always kind of walking around like I was out of place, that I wasn't fitting in, that there was something missing. And that's an awful feeling to have, to wake up with every day and just knowing that you're supposed to be doing something. You're not quite sure what it is. Something's missing. You're not happy. Nothing's falling together. And Reiki Cafe was that. That really brought it all together, not to mention the support that, I mean, the support you get. If I'm working on a client or if I've got something going on in my personal life, Christine, you were answered right away. Only place I've ever gone that person has answered and been there for me instantly. And then you've got the community too, where you're getting all the input and support from them as well. I mean, it's a home.
I love that.
I love it because I hear that so often from my students. And, you know, I wasn't ever a certificate collector. Like there are some chronic certificate collectors where that's what they do in their retirement, or what they do for fun is just they get one certificate after another. And time and time again, I hear that people didn't receive the type of support that they were looking for, whether it was from their Reiki training or some other course. And I really strive to go above and beyond to meet all of our students where they're at so that they can feel nurtured and so supported that they're safe. Right. You know, I think there's this part of it where a student has to feel 111% safe to be able to start shedding limiting beliefs or traumas or whatever it may be, so that they can do that internal healing work. And when that container's not there, then what can you do? Right.
Mm-hmm. And that was a huge thing, because you have to heal so you have a clear vessel for the energy to flow through and be the best energy worker that you possibly can be. And definitely, I'm glad you mentioned that, because healing was a huge part. And to be able to feel safe to really communicate that openly and honestly was very important. And in fact, I think one of the main conversations we had is that, you know, I had ran into an issue with entities on the schizophrenic I was working with, and I didn't know what to do. And so I contacted my Reiki master, and she just said, well, I can't help you with that. And I thought, then what do I do? So, but then Christine, you helped me to deal with that situation. Thank you very much.
Well, if you're comfortable, I would love to kind of explore that, because I think a lot of people don't understand how that presents. What does that look like in normal everyday life? And, you know, kind of your experience of how we got from, all right, we have an entity around, to, okay, and they've crossed over and they're all happy now.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'll just tell the story. I mean, I was working with a schizophrenic on a twice a week, once a week, depending on what the needs were. And I had this one session where I felt this energy, and I was just a Reiki master. I hadn't done any shamanic work at that time, education. And I was pulling this thing out and the tentacles and everything. I mean, I could sense it, but, and I didn't dispose of it properly, obviously. And to skip on, I had a tentacle around my neck that I wasn't aware of, which Christine helped remove a lot of things. So anyway, I had a meeting directly after working with this client, and these shadow figures, all kinds, and many of them started walking by in the camera, and it scared the bejeebas out of the people in the Zoom meeting. In fact, I lost two clients because it scared them so much. And I didn't know how to get rid of them. And I didn't do Reiki for a month after that. And then Christine came in. I actually hired her to clear my house and to escort entities out to a new portal, and to clear myself and to clear the home, which was amazing and a big relief. But then we also learned how to do that for ourselves too. So,
yeah, there was definitely a point where it's like, okay, you've got the foundations, your energy field is now strong. Let's learn these other deeper pieces. But gosh, your house went through a huge transformation, like the energy of your home. There was such a shift.
Yeah. There was a lot of negativity in my home, which needed to be cleared. And when that shifted, I also felt myself shift to a more positive and way of feeling it and not having those dark moments like I did before. So that was really huge for me, for sure.
Right. If I remember right, you kind of felt like there was only one or two like safe spots in your house. Like they were just everywhere.
Yeah. And I wouldn't sleep without a light on anymore. I had to have the door of the bedroom open. It was awful. It's, you don't want to live like that. So
no,
it was a godsend for me to find Christine to really help me through that.
So after that session, what was it like then? What was the energy of your house like then?
Energy shifted dramatically. Yeah, dramatically. And then I clean it every Monday. It's just like, I open the portal. The angels guide them out if there's anybody here, you know, because I still work on people. And it's just so it's important to keep that energy that you got going, continuing through, and the angels cleaning the house. And yeah, we talk frequently. But
I love it. Because now it's actually like a ritual and routine in your house. Like, oh, it's Monday cleaning day. And that means energy cleaning as well.
The dogs even know. In fact, one doesn't like the sage. And she says, oh, no, we're cleaning the house again. And she walks out the door snorting.
Oh, my gosh, Sherry, love it. So how has your business kind of shifted since taking the course?
And that's been kind of, I was just really sharing with Christine. It's been going really fast and I don't want to put that in the universe. So I'm not going to say what I was going to say, but it really starts shifting. So you need to be prepared to shift with it and follow that energy in faith. And I did a journey today and I have a new power animal. And that said everything. It's this lion, which is exactly what I needed, is to be brave, to step into the newness. So,
well, and notice that big old mane, like I'm the center of the show, you know, like that Leo type energy.
Right.
They're very confident in front of everyone. Yeah. I love that.
Well, and you know, and I didn't share this, is that I would not talk to anybody about what I did. And I shared that with Christine numerous times and she really encouraged me. I call it come out of the closet, the energy closet. And now people are approaching me and asking questions and saying, I really, you know, and want to work with you. And so it's building. I now have, which I never thought I would do, have a brick and mortar. I do still do distance, but I do have in person, which I've learned to, it's my favorite now. Before I really avoided it.
Why do you think that was? What was the avoidance piece?
What had to do with lack of confidence and also not really embodying my true authentic self.
So a little bit of that imposter syndrome.
Exactly. Yeah. Because I did it for so many years. And the figure, as you age, you got all of this, more of this garbage to get rid of. So, and the course really helps do that. Identify what you need to let go of and really step into your authentic self so you can move forward to create the life that you desire and that you came forth to actually become in this lifetime. So
was there a piece of the course out of the 5.5 months that you were in the coursework, was there a highlight for you? Like, what was your favorite?
Oh, I see. And it's so funny. I'm getting chills just thinking about it, because journey work. And I said, that was the last thing I wanted to ever do with a client. Journey work. And it's become my favorite. I mean, it's so powerful to journey for somebody and for yourself to deal with decisions or issues in your life. Yeah, definitely the journey work.
So did you know how to journey before you started the program?
Nope. Never even heard of it. Nope.
Okay. So tell us a little bit about how it was for you to attempt your first journeys.
Well, your mind argues with you in the beginning, you know, oh, come on, I'm just making this stuff up. And I think many of us felt that way, that you're making it up, and you're not. It's your subconscious. And then you start doing the journeys, and then you start getting confirmation in your life of that journey that you had. And you go in with questions and you get answers. And then all of a sudden you're beep bopping through your day. Whoa. Okay. That's what was told in my journey. So, you know, it's real, you know, it's all coming to life. There's just synchronicity that happens for sure.
Yeah. It's like we're finally in communion with nature when you do shamanic journey work regularly. So for our listeners, if you guys don't know what shamanic journey work is, it's where you set an intention to go to a shamanic spiritual realm, the upper world, the lower world, typically, and you ask a question and you either meet a spirit guide or a power animal and you gain their wisdom, or go on an adventure or have a play date, like whatever it may be, depending on what your intention is. But there is so much wisdom and healing through that process.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. A lot of healing.
A lot of healing. Was there a shamanic journey that has stood out to you over the coursework that you were like,
I love the garden, where you go to the garden, which is yourself, and you meet yourself and all the bits and parts of you and the parts that you may not like and the parts that, you know, you get to know about yourself. Was it the magic garden? Is that what you called it?
I think I called it the sacred garden.
Sacred garden. Well, it was magical.
You could have a magic garden.
And I think meeting your power animals, which they just grow too. I mean, like I got the lion today, and you know, there's so many great parts. And nowadays with the guides that I've met along the journeys, they're here all the time, and I'll be working on something and I laugh every time I see them. I laugh and I see theirs. And, oh, you've got, you know, and it's just, they're with you all the time, communicating with you. And I think that maybe that is the most, I think that's the most fantastic part, most comforting, most, you know, reassuring that you're on the right path, or when you're working with a client, that you're, you know, that the client and you are taken care of.
Yes.
That what's going to be happening is the right thing in that moment.
Yes. And it's so profound to go, I haven't heard of this before. I don't know who my spirit team is, whether that's power animals or spirit guides, and then move through a program that you're building your spirit team along the way. And then with the tools that you have gained, you can go keep building to that spirit team.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Yeah. Oh yeah. It grows. It's getting pretty crowded in here.
I love that. That makes me so happy.
But yeah, it's pretty amazing for sure. And you know, and I think it's something really important, and Reiki Cafe makes it so easy, as you will find out, is that you've got to just let go and just go for it. You've got to try not to judge yourself, just release everything. Say, I'm just going to go for it. I'm just going to say what comes to me. I'm not going to second guess it. I'm not going to analyze it. I'm just going to say it. And it's usually, I've never known where it's not right on.
Yeah.
That's coming from someplace other than your brain, your mind.
That logical self. Yeah.
That logical side. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
For sure.
Beautiful. I know that you had, what was it? Foot surgery during the coursework. How's your body shifted and changed over these last few months?
That was part of my healing journey, I believe, because I was forced to be in bed. I couldn't get out of bed for 28 days. It's that magic number. And I had to go in and I had to heal, and I journeyed to my foot. It was so mad at me. And I got so much support from the Reiki Cafe community too. They journeyed, they did Reiki for me, but it was a really important part of the whole process, the foot, mm-hmm. and to really understand why it happened. I mean, our job is to help people heal and release the energy that's not serving their highest good, that eventually is going to manifest in an illness or an injury, you know? And so I kept telling myself, oh, I should just heal this. But sometimes our body has gone too far and we need to use Western medicine. But I was able to go and speak, you know, do a journey to the foot, which helped really, because I was in so much pain. I had never had that kind of pain before, but that really helped to soften it all for me, to really connect with that part of my body.
It's almost as if you spent a lot of your life running, which is kind of what led up.
Oh, yes.
And I wonder if it's like emotionally too, like now I can't run away. I have to actually sit here and like reflect.
Yeah.
Look at things.
Because I had came from the, I ran most of my life. I really did. And I came from a corporate world where I was working 12 and 15 hours, which I didn't have to. I didn't. But I chose to. I finally had to leave because I was making myself sick. And reason I was running is I was not pausing long enough to really understand, to deal with all the garbage, do the healing, to get to shed the people that I wasn't, and to really step into who I was, my authentic self. And it was the left foot, and the left foot is living in the past and afraid to move forward, you know, so. It was very much connected. So it did really force me to do even deeper work and really let go of parts of me that no longer serve me, for sure.
Yeah. What are you excited about? What's next for you?
Oh, see, shamanism is that missing piece of the puzzle that I found. So I just want to really go deeper and deeper. I've also have the idea of introducing breath work into it, the healing part as a healing tool too. So, but I really long to go deeper into shamanism and learn even more tools and learn to go to deeper in the journeys to, you know, 'cause I know you can go deeper than what I'm doing for sure. So yeah, I'm excited about that.
Yeah, I am too. I can't wait till we put together a cohort for the advanced work. So I'm super excited that you're on my list for that.
Good.
Yeah, absolutely. Is there anything else you'd like to share with our audience about your story, your blessings, like anything that comes to mind? If what do you want the listeners to know?
Because you know a lot about my life and what I've gone through and some of the abusiveness and the relationships and things like that. And that has changed too, but it's because I've changed. Mm-hmm. It's because I have changed. I didn't put on anybody else. It's me that needs to change. And then your world conspires to form, match that energy. That's what it's about. And to know that I have my guides right here that I can sense. And I always knew that before, but not to the extent that I do now, that we, you know, journey, you meet them, you talk to them, it strengthens that connection so much. And that has made, I think, a tremendous difference in my life. Yeah. That I can communicate with them. I know they're here right now. And when I say it, I got to laugh because I don't know why every time I talk with them, I laugh. My clients are getting used to it, but I think it's because they're happy. And so then they make me happy.
I think that's a pretty good reason.
Yeah. So I think they're happy that I'm now listening to what they have to say.
So, it's very, yeah.
And that didn't happen before Reiki Cafe. Yeah. No way. No, I was begging and crying for help and it was there, but I wasn't connecting to it.
Yeah.
For sure.
I love your story. It's so inspiring. I just remember when you came in as one of our students and just the struggle that you were going through, whether it was your house or your health or your relationships or all of these different angles. And it's like, you just took off. You just kind of rose above that frequency, that vibration. Like you said, the universe kind of just rearranged itself. So everything's so much more in flow.
Yeah, I think I tend to forget. And I told myself I really need to sit down and see where I was and where I am. Because I was pretty miserable when we first met. Really,
yes.
really, And, you know, I didn't even want to live. My life was that bad. I just got up every morning. You should be saying, oh, yeah, it's another day. I was like, oh, shit, it's another day.
Yeah. And so I'm so, so happy for you that you're in a really healthy, emotional, physical, spiritual state of mind to go live your best life and now create and attract all these new clients that are so thrilled to be working with you.
Yeah, it's fun.
It's fun. Mm-hmm. I just want to say that again. It can be fun, you guys. It can be fun.
Definitely. And so much support in a community that you'll stay connected with forever, probably.
Yeah, these are your forever friends for sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Sherry, for coming on. And I will put Sherry's information down in the show notes. So if you guys are like, how do I get a hold of her? I love her energy. You'll be able to find it all in the show notes. And thank you so much, Sherry, for coming on.
Yes, thank you.
Absolutely. We're once again open for enrollment for our Shamanic Reiki Practitioner Training. And this is our 6-month course. So yay! And I'm excited now to bring on Isabel Wells to help me go over this amazing program.
We're really excited, particularly for this round of the Shamanic Training course, because this will be the second time that we've done it as its own kind of standalone course. And we've seen the transformations that our students have had. We've had the feedback, we've changed and tweaked things until we feel like it's exactly where we want it. And we know that it just has so much to offer. So I think now going in, we're just so excited to see what this fall round will bring.
This is an online program, so you can be anywhere in the world. It's a 6-month program. One of our main values here at Reiki Cafe University is that integrity, is that innovative change, that innovative creation of our programs. So you're not just getting Reiki and you're not just getting shamanic lessons. Everything is blended. And in that blending, we're doing it in a way that's in integrity. We really are aware about cultural appropriation and ethics and all of these pieces. And we want to develop our programs to create and to support Reiki practitioners who are in alignment with that.
Something that we don't mention as often is how much the students shape the course. And each cohort is just so different, kind of called in this really unique energy that I don't think I've felt in any other business program cohort that we've had so far or that I've seen outside of ours, because it's just so uniquely specific in what it brings forward. And yet at the same time, it's just so deeply transformative. I think one of my favorite things about this course is how tangible that transformation is, because the students, like you said, they come in and they're worried about what if I'm not able to journey, or what if shamanic Reiki is not for me, or, you know, even things like maybe I don't have a power animal, all of these things that I think so many practitioners are worried about and doubting themselves. And by the end of the course, not only can they journey and do sessions for clients and they have like 10 guides and their power animal and all of these things, but they have this glow about them because of how much they've learned throughout the course. And I think that's something that I love about shamanic work is it's just so tangibly poignant in how it works, whether you're the one who's having a journey done for you or you're the one who's doing the journey. It's just such a beautiful and unique way of approaching healing and even of seeing the world, that it's not just that you come into this course and you're just learning how to shamanic journey or you're just learning about shamanic techniques, but you're really learning to change the way you view the world in its entirety. And it is just such a beautiful transformation that I think it's every time we see students go from beginning to end, it's just, they are completely different people with completely new energy. And it's just so amazing to be able to kind of watch them blossom through the course of this program. And now it's 6 months, so we get an extra half a month to watch the process.
Absolutely. And as you really do the internal work, as you really do the deep internal healing, what happens is that you get into this expansive energy and then everything expands. And I love that so much because I really feel like if you are just going off the script of like, here are all of the things I need to get done for my business, We have a lot of students and a lot of clients who are like, all right, here's my giant checklist. And they're going through and they've got all of the things done, but they haven't done their self-care and they haven't done that internal work or haven't discovered where their limiting beliefs are or where that energy feels heavy. If they don't have that energetic awareness, when we start working on that part of it, then everything starts to really shift and pivot into this expansive state. And when you're in that expansive state, everything shifts, everything changes, your relationships, your health, your well-being, your spirituality, your self-care, your self-development, like all these pieces of who you are start to come into alignment. And that alignment is really what we're looking for in all of our programs, right? We want to help you find your spark to go, this is what brings me joy, and this is what turns me on, and this is what gets me excited. And oftentimes in the shamanic Reiki practitioner training, so many of those sparks happen on the shamanic journey work, because you're learning how to develop your own spirit team. You're learning how to journey to the things that you perceive as problems and looking for solutions. Well, it's all inside in your subconscious and stored. And it's like when you do a shamanic journey, you get to explore that realm. It's all things that are stored and are part of you that are showing up in these different spiritual realms. And so I absolutely love this kind of work. And we really listen to the students and what they need on each cohort. So for example, last cohort was like, we're interested in star seeds. And we're like, well, this is not exactly pertaining to the coursework, but we could definitely talk on this. This isn't something we really shared before, but we'll dive in. We'll give you a bonus call on this information. And so, you know, we constantly listen to our students and constantly try to learn about what does this cohort need and what kind of support do they need. And so that's a really big part of the program. So yeah, there might be 2, 3, 4 hours worth of quote unquote work to do or calls to show up for each week. But the real gem of it is to show up for the calls and show up in your own, with your own self, like being truly who you are and going like, this is who I am. And this is what I struggle with. And this is what excites me. And it's in that spirit that things can really get magical.
Absolutely. And I think something that we hear again and again and again from our students in these kind of staple programs that we have is that sense of community is just so present and so powerful and impactful. And I think it's my personal favorite part of these longer programs is getting to see the students form those bonds, because they, you know, you come in and you're with this group of students who everybody's new and everybody's bringing forward what they're struggling with, what they're wanting to learn about and all of their limiting beliefs. It's a very vulnerable place when you first start, because that's the work that we're doing. That's what we've signed up for. When you sign up for these courses, you sign up to change your life. You sign up to heal those wounds. You sign up to dig into everything that when you let it go is going to make life so much lighter. And so in the process of doing that, you really show up as who you are. And so Christine and I's job is to create that space where you can show up fully, where you can be yourself and where you feel safe enough to be vulnerable. And in the process, you find this kind of spiritual family. Even our cohort that just graduated in June, they have a messenger chat. And I don't think a day goes by where they aren't messaging each other in that chat, because the bonds that you form in this class are just unbreakable. I think it's one of the beautiful gifts that these courses give you is they give you a place where you don't feel so out of place. They give you a place where people are talking about the things that you're interested. They're talking about their power animals and their guides. And, oh, I went on a journey to my big toe and I learned this. And that's not an abnormal conversation. That's something that everybody gets excited about. And I think that's part of what I love about this course is the connections that form, because it's so rare and it's so unique to find a place where you can be so openly yourself and know that you'll be accepted no matter what you share and no matter what you say or experience. And so it's a really beautiful and safe place to be in. And it just facilitates the learning even more.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I love it. And I love the bonds. I love showing up for the calls, because so part of the program is that we do typically on average, two calls a week, with the expectation that you come to one call, because we really try to figure out all of the time zones. We have had students from Finland to Australia to Switzerland to Canada to the US. Like, people are coming in from all over the world to be part of our programs. And so, and we really want that bond to happen. We want to create this space where there's a container to feel safe in, to explore this type of work. And so we really try to do an excellent job about meeting your needs when it comes to what time zones are you in and what's your schedule like, and really trying to make sure that every single student who comes into our course can at least make one call a week, because we feel that when you attend, you get engaged. And when you're engaged, you get your coursework done. When you're getting the coursework done, you're doing the internal healing work. You all of these pieces build onto each other. And we also keep our courses fairly small. Like, this isn't the type of course you're going to go and get into and that there's going to be 60 students. We'd actually cap it if that happened. I expect to have 15 to 20 students. I would be really thrilled with that. And because that's kind of the capacity that our team here at Reiki Cafe University can really support and support well. But we want to make sure that you're in your own cohort so you can bond with your co-students, because that really is part of the magic of this course.
And we have so many students who come to us and their first thought is, but what if, you know, what if this is too much? What if it's too many hours every week? What if I can't make it to the live calls? What if I don't get the results I want? What if? And every time we get on a call, we ask them, is this for you? Is this program giving you that heartfelt, soul called, yes, this is for me? And if the answer is yes, then we'll find a way. Because if you're getting that soul called yes, if it feels like that kind of a fit, then it's meant for you. And if it's meant for you, it will come to you. And so never doubt, never let your mind be wavered by those what ifs, because it's just a thought. And we're here to, as our tagline says, bring your Reiki dreams into reality. As amazing as that sounds, and as sometimes impossible as that sounds, that's really why we're here. And so we want to work with you. We want you to come into this course as you are. And that's why it's application based, because we want to get to know you. We want to know the students that are in our programs and make sure that they're going to feel supported, that they're going to have the experience that's going to serve their greatest and highest good. And so following the process, trusting your intuition, and trusting that even if in the moment you don't see the how and all your brain sees is what ifs, trust that on the other side there is that reality and that there is that potential, because that's what we're here to help you achieve.
Absolutely. Yes. Like, so if this is like sounding, yeah, I totally want more information, definitely check out the website, book your call, fill out your application. Let's dive in deeper.
We truly believe that the students who are meant to be in this course will find this course, and that we'll find them, and that together we'll be able to walk that journey of seeing the transformation, learning all of the information, and helping them get the certification. I'm just rhyming today, but it really is that process of bringing the students in who are meant to be here and trusting that they'll find us. And if now's not the time, it's not the time. But if it is, we are incredibly excited and honored to be working with you. So if you're excited, if you're feeling like this is a yes, or even if you just want to learn more, put it in the back of your mind for next time. The link is in the show notes if you're listening to this. Just let us know if you have questions. Know that we are truly open books. We are here to support you. And we're just so excited for this fall round.
Absolutely. And know that on Wednesday, on this Wednesday night, we're going to be doing a webinar workshop on defense against the dark arts. So that's going to be
exciting.
I'm really excited for that one. Yes, we took the terminology from Harry Potter, but it's so worth it. And partly because we really want you to see that, you know, even though Reiki is very much love and light energy, there's so much beyond that realm that we need to talk about. We need to make sure there's psychic protection in place and we understand what's going on beyond the bubble of Reiki that we create. And so that we can really help our clients, help ourselves, help in those home energy clearings, those type of things. And so this is a topic that, yes, it's taboo, but I want to kind of introduce the topics when it comes to learning these things, because we find them. This is the cord cuttings. These are the intrusive object removals that we find when we do shamanic Reiki hands on healing. You know, there's pieces of it that we need to explore and go, huh, why is that there? And really get into the getting curious about it. So I would really love for you guys to watch our Facebook group. Watch our emails for those upcoming announcements and links for those workshops, because they're going to be golden. They are. I'm excited.
Yeah, absolutely. We're so excited for what this fall is going to bring. And if you're not feeling the shamanic, but you're excited to work with us in a different capacity, we do have our business mentorship coming up, which will be 2 calls a month, one with Christine for business mentorship and one with me for tech support and assistance. So that will be coming up as well. And then we will be launching another round of our Reiki coaching program in September. So if that feels more in alignment with you, know that that's coming. So lots of exciting things coming up in the group. Be sure to watch for all of those updates, all the emails, all the everything, and know that we are here to support you.
Absolutely. Well, that's it for announcements for today. We covered so much. And I really look forward to seeing you on Wednesday. Thank you so much for being part of the Reiki Cafe community. I absolutely love being a part of this community. I love seeing you guys support one another. I love doing workshops. I love doing lives. I love all of the things. And I'm so glad that we have a receptive audience of like, yeah, I want to learn more and I want to grow and I want to expand, whether that's personally or in my business or otherwise. And you guys are my people. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you guys so much for listening, for joining us, and for being such a wonderful part of the community. You are why we do what we do. So thank you.
Absolutely. And see you next time. Thanks so much for being here. Reiki Cafe Radio is sponsored by Reiki Cafe University, where your Reiki dreams become reality. Join us on Instagram or Facebook at Reiki Cafe University, watch our videos on YouTube, or visit the website to learn more about our colleges of Reiki, chakras, and business.
It's our aim to help you on your path to wellness, guiding you into confidence as you transmute your inner critic and say yes to you. We're here to help you bring your Reiki dreams into reality, and your path to abundance, health, and healing unfolds from here.
And love and light, Christine Renee.
And Izzy Wells.